read by Zeb Soans. Now, just before our 6:30 comedy.
What are your guiltiest secrets?
I mean, I don't personally have any, of course. Honestly, I'm a completely guilt-free area.
I'm Stephen Mangan, and in The Confessional on Radio 4, I'll be taking a bevy of illustrious sinners through a dark journey through the realm of shame, sin, and toe-curling embarrassment. They'll be stepping into my virtual confession box. Sorry, can we get some more light in here? To reveal three shameful revelations about themselves.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The Confessional, the show in which celebrity guests dig the dirt on themselves. Sunday evenings at 7:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
But now here on Radio 4, it's The Break, starring Philip Jackson, James Northcott, Rasmus Hardaker and Shobhna Gulati. And this week, Andy and Jeff have a big problem to solve. Each other.
The Break by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Episode 4, The Agreement.
So, what's this programme then?
I don't know. I'm not really watching.
Well, neither am I.
Oh, so what have we been doing this past hour and a half?
Well, I've been looking at that mark on the wall behind the telly and wondering if it's a sign of damp.
For an hour and a half?
I'm thorough.
So, what's the verdict?
Could be damp, or it could be collateral damage from when I opened that rather frisky bottle of Prosecco last New Year's Eve. What's on now?
Celebrity police chase with Jimmy Carr.
I'll put the kettle on. Do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Advice for life, Andy. Never turn down a cup of tea.
All right, yes.
Oh! How many times have I said, don't leave the dishes to drain? What do you think the tea towel's for?
Identifying the castles of Wales and spreading germs?
Oh, don't be daft. When did you last have a stomach upset?
Thursday.
Oh, yes, Thursday. I stand corrected. You woke me up in the night. And that reminds me, black bag.
Huh? I take the bag out. I always take it out.
Yeah, but you don't replace the bag afterwards. Many's the time I've thrown a handful of waste into the bin, which then sticks to the sides, thus sullying the pristine purity of the plastic. And who's left to hoik the bin out the front and wash it? Phineas T. Muggins.
Now, that's getting obsessive.
Excuse me, I'm known for the cleanliness of my bins.
Who by?
That woman five doors down.
The mad woman?
Yeah, that's right, the mad woman. She likes my bins.
Now who's fussing? How hard is it for somebody to change the black bag in a bin?
Exactly my point. And while we're on the subject...
What subject?
I am forever tripping over your shoes. You want to put them in the cupboard?
No, I don't. If I don't leave them out, I'll end up wearing the same shoes every day.
And it's the same with your books? Why don't you put them away?
Same answer. If I put them away, I forget to read them.
Oh, when are you going to read them?
When I get some peace and quiet.
Where are you off to?
Out! I'm suffocating in here. I just need to get away.
Oh. I'll come with you.
Up and away.
There you are, Andy.
Yes, there I am.
I almost lost you back there. You were walking quite fast.
Hmm.
Ooh, estate agents. Hey, you're not thinking of moving out?
No, just seeing what the prices are like. Jesus, bloody hell.
Ah, that's the Flamford redevelopment scheme. Pushed all the prices up.
Call that a studio flat? It's more like a hipster toddler's coffin.
Sea view, though. Here, have you ever thought of a bungalow?
A bungalow?
A fella I know set up a yacht building business in his bungalow. It's doing very well. Sales are through the roof. Hey, I almost had you there. The look on your face. You don't know what to think.
Oh, believe me, I do.
Uh-oh, Andy's having a moody.
I am not having a moody.
Let's go to Frank's.
Hey, hello, lads.
Andy's having a moody.
Woo! Hoist the moody corn. Cotton chips twice, is it?
No, it's cotton chips once.
And cotton chips again.
Oh, all right. Salt and vinegar?
Yes.
No.
But you always have salt and vinegar.
Yeah, and I've never liked it.
What, you mean all this time?
Yes, Jeff. I'm sick of pretending.
Wow.
I had a friend once who didn't like tartar sauce, and I never knew.
That's hardly the same, Frank.
Oh, there you go. Cotton chips once. And cotton chips again. Are you paying together?
Yes.
No.
I'm beginning to sense there's a deeper dynamic to this.
Oh, we're just going through a rough patch.
I tell you what you two need. Couples therapy.
Couples therapy?
Seriously?
Dr. Coulson's her name. I'll give you the number. She's very good.
So you've been to her?
No, but Jennifer has.
Who's Jennifer?
My ex-wife.
Hang on, Frank. Your ex-wife went to couples therapy by herself?
Yeah, I couldn't be arsed. I said if she wants to see a therapist, that's her lookout.
Right, which is why she's your ex-wife.
I know. Who could have seen that coming? Like a bolt from the blue.
So she's good, this Dr. Coulson?
Oh, yeah, we've never been happier. So Jennifer tells me.
That's good to hear. Cheerio then, Frank.
Mind how you go.
That's the thing about Frank. He's like a dirty swimming pool.
Huh?
Hidden depths.
What do you think? Do you want to go to this therapist?
No. Do you?
No.
I do think it's better to try and sort these things out off your own back.
Bat.
Pardon?
It's bat. Off your own bat. It's a cricketing term.
Don't try to teach me about cricket.
I'm just stating a fact.
Well, the fact is, it's back.
The fact is, you're wrong.
Everyone I know says back.
It's bat.
It's back.
It's bat.
Back.
Bat.
Back.
Bat.
Back.
Right! Let's settle this once and for all.
Who are you calling? Dictionary Corner?
No. That couple's therapist. Can you see it, Jeff? She said 38 Kipling Passage.
All I can see is San Diego slots. Oh, hang on, there's a door at the side. Must be upstairs.
Welcome, Jeff. Welcome, Andy. Perhaps we could start with you telling me a bit about yourselves.
Well, the first thing you should know is that Andy has a history of depression.
Jeff?
It's all right, Andy. This is all very useful to the process.
Yes, but I could have told you that myself.
Andy, you're safe here. This is your safe place.
Also, and I don't want to go into detail because it'll embarrass him, a couple of years ago, he piled up all his possessions in the garden and set fire to them.
Great, Jeff. That's fantastic.
And he doesn't like talking about it. Dr. Coulson?
I'm sorry. I was miles away. And call me Sarah.
We were talking about Andy's issues.
You were.
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it, Andy? To talk.
That's right, Doctor. And to get him sorted out.
It's not a question of sorting one of you out. It's a relationship session.
You were saying, Doctor?
I was saying, it's important that you both feel comfortable addressing any subject within this session. And that includes pyromania, Andy.
It wasn't pyromania. It was a gesture that got out of control.
There's no place for shame in this room, Andy. We all have our issues. I, for one, used to have a serious problem with gambling.
Strange, then, that you should choose an office above a gaming arcade.
Not strange at all, Jeff. It's called immersion therapy, where you expose yourself to your demons and rise above them.
And it works?
Absolutely. I'm completely recovered. Where are we again?
Well, he never turns the telly back to BBC One when he switches it off at night. So when I turn it on the next day, it's BBC flipping four. Now, I like BBC Four, but as a dessert, not an hors d'oeuvre. And anyway, it doesn't come on till seven. I'm faced with a blank screen.
Andy, we haven't heard much from you. Let's make this Andy's turn. Andy, speak.
Well, he throws things away before I'm finished with them. He starts conversations with strangers in the street. He's obsessed with straightening cushions. Look, he's doing it now.
That's the auctioneer in me.
What, straightening cushions?
No, talking to strangers in the street. It's like being friendly.
Oh.
You know, you get attuned to the noises after a while. Oh, sometimes they can be quite beautiful, like distant bird call. And sometimes you can almost tell when they're about to pay out. Excuse me one moment.
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
That's a nice painting.
Yeah. What is it? A jetty?
No, it's a wharf.
Sorry about that. Where were we?
We were talking about being friendly.
You were.
Of course. course. So on the basis of what we've discovered so far... Right, you both need to make sure all your words and actions come from a place of warmth and love and spend less time together. Goodbye!
But we haven't paid.
That's fine. The first fix is free.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm packing.
I can see that. Are you planning a trip?
I'm moving out.
Oh.
Dr. Coulson said we should spend less time together, and I'm acting on her advice.
But where will you go?
I don't know. I'll find a B&B.
Oh, I see.
It's not personal.
How can it not be personal? I'm a person, aren't I? Next thing you'd be saying, it's not me, it's you.
You mean it's not you, it's me?
There you are, you said it.
See, this is why we need the time apart. We're smothering each other.
You don't smother me. You just leave your shoes everywhere.
And there you go.
Anyway, you're taking advice from a woman who's more in tune with the slot machine than her clients. She probably said it for a bet.
Look, it's only temporary.
I'll be all alone.
You've got Corinne.
Of course, but that's different. That relationship is entirely physical.
I don't think Corinne sees it that way.
She doesn't see anything when she puts on that fluffy blindfold.
Oh, please.
No, seriously, she likes to act out scenes from that book, 50 Shades of... I don't know what.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Especially Chapter 7.
Not listening. Anyway, I'm off.
Oh. Well, I suppose this is goodbye, then.
Not really. I'll be seeing you next Thursday at Dr. Coulson's.
I know.
So, the bathroom's through here.
Oh, nice.
Sorry about the avocado, sweet. My mum's in charge.
Ah, I see. A little bit retro.
No. Terrible taste. Let me know if you need any extra towels. There'll be avocado and all.
No, that's fine. But you're running a little low on loo paper.
I'll ask my mum to bring some up.
Avocado.
Peach.
Lovely.
You all right with twin beds?
Yeah.
You said it were for one?
I'm just here to help him settle in.
Right. OK. Well, I'll leave you to it.
So, what do you think?
Nice coverlet. Pink. And you've got a telly. Let's see what channels you can get.
Heaven's Prison.
All the terrestrial ones. Ooh, Channel 5. They really up the game.
Next Wednesday night.
Dave, that'll cheer you up. Talking Pictures TV. You can see some great old stuff on that. But beware, you may find some of the outdated attitudes offensive.
Thanks for the rundown. Now, if you don't mind...
Oh, and when you turn the TV off, make sure you turn it back to BBC One, because I don't want to turn it on the next day and find it's the sewing channel.
Well, you won't. You won't be here. That's the whole point. We're supposed to be spending time apart.
Eh? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, otherwise this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Of course, I'll be on my way. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.
Letting it bubble and reduce for 30 seconds before adding the pork knuckle. Then...
No, it's worse than that, Inspector. A little boy is trapped in the vault, and it's on a time lock. It doesn't open till 12 noon, and the air's running out.
Afternoon on Channel 5 with Boilers on the Blink, which follows our team of celebrity heating engineers as that
House of Commons Select Committee.
Oh, it's a lovely piece. A Popeye the Sailor Man bubble pipe. How long's it been in your family?
Oh, about 3 weeks. We bought...
Since this programme was recorded, Maureen and Phil have split up. Phil's PR company has gone bankrupt, and all the house prices have rocketed.
Hello.
It's Jeff.
I know.
I just wondered if you wanted to come out tonight, you know, for a drink.
I don't think so.
It's quiz night at the Grey Lady Arms.
We're supposed to be spending time apart.
Doesn't start till 7.
I don't think so.
All right, what about this? There's a lecture at Yatterby Hall. That man's back talking about the Tudors.
Have they done something new then?
They might find another wife. No, but seriously, Andy, there's the annual steam fair on North Yelby Green.
Oh, no, there's no way you're getting me to go to a steam fair.
Oh, listen to that. Beautiful.
Hey, hello, Jeff.
Oh, hello, Frank.
Andy not with you?
No. He said, there's no way you're getting me to go to a steam fair.
Oh, I'm detecting a shift in the plate tectonics of your relationship. Fancy a hot dog?
Don't mind if I do.
Hey!
Good evening, sir. Welcome to Royal Albion Hotel Starlight Brasserie.
Good evening.
Have you booked?
No, it's only for one.
Oh, Well, we're not too busy at the moment. I'll see what I can do. Follow me, please.
Andy!
Sean, what are you doing in Flamford?
I'm just on a visit. Why don't you join me?
I'll sit with my friend, if that's okay.
Oh, for God's sake! Of course, sir. I'll lay a place.
Of course. You live here now, don't you?
Well, for now.
With your uncle, was it?
I'm in a B&B at the moment. There's no kitchen, so I thought I'd treat myself.
Oh, you want to move in here?
I'm not sure I could afford
it. I got a great deal on the Wallace Hartley suite and a third off meals.
Nice.
Excuse me. Knife, fork, spoon, glass. You're welcome.
You said you were on a visit.
Well, that's right.
I don't believe you.
Why? What do you mean?
No one visits Flamford, except by accident or head injury.
No, I've come to see Joe Jardine.
I love Joe Jardine.
He's only doing a few dates, and one of them is at Flamford Forum.
But how did you get tickets? I heard they sold out months ago.
Well, he's an old mate.
Why? You know Joe Jardine off Mock the Week in QI?
Of course. Listen, Andy, a lot of the guys at work think you were very badly treated.
Well, it's water under the bridge, really.
No, Andy, they were working you like a rented mule. By the end of it, you were so exhausted you had no idea which keys you were hitting, let alone spaffing a zillion quid down the cars, eh?
You make it sound so glamorous.
Seriously, there are people back there who are rooting for you.
Rooting for me? Why would they want to do that?
Because the company want to make you the scapegoat. But it wasn't your fault. It could have been any of us.
You know, Sean, you're the only person who's actually...
Are you ready to order?
Yeah, sure.
You don't want a couple more minutes?
No.
No?
What did he do?
Anyway, the interview goes really well until Beansy turns to leave. At which point, they all see the Anne Summers stickers on his back. He'd been wearing them all day.
Oh, classic Beansy. Here, Andy, you should come to see Joe Jardine with me. I'll phone him and get tickets if you want.
Fantastic.
Anyone you want to bring with you?
No, not really.
There's your bin.
No, I'll get this.
What? No, let's split it.
Hey, if I can stay in a place like this, I can afford to stand an old mate a meal, right? There you are. And that's for you.
Oh, that's like 25%.
That's right. Excellent food, excellent service.
Oh, fun vomitastic.
There you go, Dean. A cheese and onion and a salt and vinegar.
Thanks.
Though if you ask me, the cheese and onion should be green and the salt and vinegar should be blue.
Oh, yeah.
The way Golden Wonder do it.
Funny that.
Nice you could come out, Dean. It's been a while, hasn't it?
About a month.
Family well?
Yeah. You still got that bloke living with you?
No. He's moved out. Got his own place. Spread his wings. He was ready. Fancy another half?
No, thanks. I best get back to work.
Fair enough. I'll come and let you in.
Thanks. Inside and out, wasn't it?
Please. And don't forget the skylight over the stairwell.
Oh, and I'll be needing some water for me bucket.
And so, after 10 minutes of pushing a button, the lift doors open at last, revealing a pig in a Batman outfit with a takeaway pizza. My wife looks him up and down and says,
I didn't expect that!
Thank you very much. OK, we're now going to have a brief intermission. While you're around four deep at the bar, I'll be in my dressing room putting my feet up. Only way to avoid the rats. It's a joke, Brendan, it's a joke. I know they got ladders. Catch you after the break. You click.
So, what do you think?
Oh, he's great. I like the bit with the spider in the bathroom.
Yes, brilliant. Hurry up shaving your legs. I've got eight, you know. It was really good.
Hey, hello, Andy. Enjoying the gig?
Jeff. Hi. Yes, it was great. I liked the spider bit.
Yeah, I've got soap in my eyes, all 16 of them. Who's your friend?
I'm Sean.
I see.
I used to work with Sean in London.
Oh, work with him in London?
Yes.
You must be Uncle Jeff.
Just Jeff. So, Andy, have you been keeping well?
How did you get a ticket? They're like gold dust.
I bought one.
From a tout?
No, on the door. They've got loads. I was just on my way to the heel bar to buy some brown laces when I saw the poster. And I said, hey, he's a funny chap, I'll have a laugh tonight.
Ah, they usually keep a few tickets back for the night.
No, there's heaps of them. That balcony's half empty.
No, they keep some tickets back for the night.
Do you want another drink, Sean?
No, thanks. We'd better get back to our seats.
nice to meet you, Sean. And I'll see you around, Andy. Bye.
No, the joke was the spider took so long shaving his legs because he had eight of them. That's the whole point.
No, the spider was washing his hair that he had hair all over. That's the joke.
All right, Jeff, whatever.
Sorry about that, Andrew. Jeff, I had urgent business somewhere else. Let me just, That's better. Now, let me look at my notes. Oh, yes. Now, Jeff, I've noticed in your interactions that Andy has a tendency towards acquiescence rather than confrontation, as far as you're concerned. He has an aversion to saying no.
Don't think so.
Andy?
Whatever.
Look, this might help. We call it no-therapy. Shall we try it?
No. Just teasing, Doctor.
Here, Andy, get hold of this.
What's this?
That's a tennis racket.
I can see that, Mr. Information. But what's it got to do with this no-therapy?
What I want you to do, Andy, is pick a cushion on the sofa there...
Right.
...and whack it as hard as you can while shouting no.
Seriously?
It will help break down your acquiescence when dealing with certain people.
She means me, Andy.
So, which cushion are you choosing?
That one. The one that looks like Jeff.
Okay. Off you go.
Right. No.
Harder.
No.
That's it.
No!
Good, Andy! How do you feel after that?
Funnily enough, much better.
Hell of a lot of dust, though.
All right, I know. I had to let my cleaner go owing to other expenses.
That's not a criticism, Dr. C. It's coming from a place of warmth and love.
Don't give me that. Right, session's over. How do you want to pay? I'll take cash.
Oh, okay. What do we owe you?
£150 each.
How much?
We can't possibly pay that.
It's all right. There's always a way forward. Heads or tails?
There you are, gentlemen. 2 Claude Forest margaritas.
Oh, thank you, Graciella. Looking good tonight.
This is fabulous.
Are you seriously telling me you've never been to Bolivar Bar?
How could I when I didn't know it was here?
And you've been living in Flamford for how long?
I know. It's just that somebody only takes me to Frank's Fish and Chips.
Oh, well, stick with me, bro. This place has the best Bolivian cuisine in town. And before you mention cultural appropriation, all the wait staff are genuine indigenous Quechua.
Nice frogs, too.
Listen, I've had some good news from London.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know, I said there was a lot of people rooting for you behind the scenes. Well, it's paid off.
Paid off?
Yeah. It seems rather than go through a protracted court case, the company, in their wisdom, are prepared to make you an offer.
What sort of offer?
A year's salary plus 6 months' severance.
Really?
Gentlemen, your aqui de fideos, anticucho, and humintas.
Ah, gracias. Firecracker.
But what do the company get out of this?
Well, I just think they want to draw a line under the whole thing.
I see.
All you have to do is sign an agreement.
An agreement?
Yeah. It says you agree that the financial cock-up was caused by stress arising from your very real mental health issues.
No. My very real mental health issues were caused by the stress arising from the ridiculous workload imposed on me by the company.
Yep. I know that, but you can flip it around a bit for the sake of the money and no court case. They're trying to help you. They're human beings. They're regular guys, you know? They just want to do the right thing.
Suddenly.
Look, we're both tired. I'll leave the paperwork with you. You have a think about it and we'll catch up in a day or so. I'm going to go and have a dance. Graciella, over here. Que hermosa eres, huh? Yeah.
It's open.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Andy. Is this you back?
No, it's not me back. I've just come to collect some more of my stuff.
You know, I can always tell when you're fibbing. You've taken all your stuff. There is no stuff left. Apart from the pita bread stuck to the back of the fridge. That's yours.
All right, you got me. I just wanted to talk.
Fine. Come and sit at the table. Have a cup of tea. You can go now, Postie.
Oh, cheers, Mr. Whittaker, and thanks for the tea and the advice. For future reference, my name's Chris.
Oh, OK, Chris. Bye.
Mm. Bye, Chris.
Well, I'm guessing this is important.
It's about Sean.
He's not up here just to see a comedian, is he?
No. He's a messenger.
Oh, hold on to your traveller's checks.
The company has offered to pay me a large sum of money.
Oh, you got me sitting up now.
So long as I sign an affidavit saying Fat Finger Friday was all my fault.
That's not fair, is it? You've gone funny in the head.
That's not the phrasing in the document.
You're not going to sign it, are you?
I don't know what to do. Sean thinks I should take the money.
He does he? I never trusted that man.
You met him once.
I'm a great one for first impressions. Call it my rogue dar.
The thing is, if I sign this agreement, the whole court case goes away. It's been hanging over me for 2 years.
On the other hand, if you do sign it, you'd be confessing to something that wasn't your fault.
But the money.
Ah, the money.
What do I do, Jeff?
First thing to do is you drink your tea, then I'll find some biscuits and you and I can sort things out together.
Anybody home?
Oh, hello.
Sean.
You weren't at your B&B.
How did you find me here?
I followed you.
That's a bit sinister.
No, it's not sinister, no. I've got this app here. I just put in your mobile number and it shows me where you are.
Oh, that's a relief. What's going on?
You said you'd think about it.
That was yesterday. What's the rush?
Oh, they're putting pressure on me. I'm under a lot of stress.
You want to watch that? You'll end up like me.
No, I won't. I know whose team I'm on.
And it's not mine, is it?
All right, Andy. Cards on the table. I'm not going to lie to you.
But you have been lying to me.
But I'm not going to lie to you now.
How do I know?
I'll stay out of this.
Yeah, if you would. Look, my train's at 12. I can't go back home without an answer. You sign this agreement, you get the money. I need an answer, Andy. What do you say?
Jeff?
There are times, Andy, when you just have to hit the cushion with the tennis racket.
Eh?
Do you know what? I think there are. No!
What?
No!
Pardon?
No! 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 No!
I don't think you'll see many changes, Andy.
No?
Things are much as you left them. Oh, apart from, I've made some shelves in your room for your books.
Oh.
And I made a wooden rack for your shoes by the door. So they're on display, but out of the way.
Thanks, Jeff.
And I've carved a little cat's head on the side.
Ah, M.W. Morris Whittaker.
Ah, you remembered.
We're not going back to Dr. Coulson, are we?
No, I think we've outgrown her.
I think we have.
You know, you did very well.
Hmm?
With Sean. You had no trouble asserting yourself then. No trouble at all.
Yeah. One little thing still rankles, though.
You should put some cream on it, then.
Brilliant. About Sean. The only reason I said no to him was because I was trying to please you again.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Fancy pizza tonight?
No.
Oh.
No!
Yeah, all right, Andy.
No!
Hey, steady on. Andy, hand me the racket.
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning.
The Break is written by Ian Brown and James Hendry. It stars Philip Jackson, Alison Steadman, Mark Benton, Shobna Galati, Rasmus Hardiker, and James Northcutt. It is produced and directed by Gordon Kennedy and is